CrocoDoc allows you to upload several different types of document and then to comment or annotate upon them. So it could be a Word document, a PDF, or an image, or actually some other different types as well. When you've uploaded them, and you can do that without creating an account, just click on the upload button, find the file on your PC or laptop, and upload it. After uploading, it's visible for you in the screen, and you've then got an option of several tools which will allow you to comment and annotate the image or the document. You get a free hand drawing tool, you get a text tool, so that allows you to add any text. You get a highlighter tool, which will allow you to highlight particular areas of text. And you also get a comment tool, and that allows you to add comments in a similar way to how you would do in a word processing document. But you can add comments to specific points on the image or within the document, or to specific areas. And obviously several of those tools allow you to change colour, so that you might want to highlight certain areas in a particular colour and other areas which have a different theme in a different colour. What might you want to do? Well, it could be departmental schemes of work that you're working on, a proposed scheme of work, and you want your colleagues to discuss it. So to comment on different aspects of it, to make suggestions for improvement or whatever. Or it could be a document that you're providing for your students. It could be, for example, a magazine article that you want them to discuss. There may be something inflammatory in it and you want them to pick it apart and say how they feel about it. It could be a piece of poetry or a piece of artwork and you want students to talk about the different features within it. Or maybe even to peer review each other's work with a little bit of guidance so they understand the right way to offer comments and criticism in a supportive way. Having made your annotations, or if you wish to make the document available for others to use, you can click on the share button, and then that allows you three options. It provides you with a link to the document, and you can choose to have to make it unavailable for comment just by unchecking a box. You can send it by email by putting in the email address of the people concerned, or you can actually embed it in your website or blog. When it's complete, you can then download the document, either the original or a marked up PDF version of it. So there's an awful lot of very useful features there for gathering around a particular document and discussing things and commenting on them.